Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Yvonne Pierre Show. Hear from people who have overcome obstacles, have inspirational stories to tell, or helpful information to share.
Our child, and we were to take her home. Remarkable advice for that era when many children with Down syndrome were put in institutions.
I was living for today, not caring about tomorrow.
The Yvonne Pierre Show, living off with people, a variety talk show whose only mission is to empower you.
That were only gonna bring me to my knees. And I turned around and I remember this 48 years later of when I turned around and I said to her, no, I can do it. That kind of sets a tone to her right from the beginning that even though I was in a chair, you know, I was still independent. I was still going to do things.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. We are vessels that have the option to allow God to use us.
Make a choice to break the generational curses on our life.
Thank you for tuning in. Now, here is your host, Yvonne Pierre.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in. Today is a little bittersweet because one of the things that I want to point out before we get started, that this is part 7 of 7, and this is our last episode of the Enough series on the Yvonne Pierre Show. But please, you know, continue to follow the campaign. We have so many other things going on as far as the campaign, written interviews, and soon we'll be announcing some other things that we'll be doing as well. So please visit us at facebook.com/esilentvoice. To follow along with the campaign, and I want to thank you in advance for sharing this information, also the shows and the flyers that we've been posting. So continue to follow this campaign. It's very necessary, and although our main focus is special needs, the anti-bullying in reference to special needs, but this information will benefit anyone who's dealing with bullying. Also, I wanted to take a moment to thank our team, Stefan Cooks, Terry Kendall, Colleen Gray, Brandon Tatum, and Kanaya Tatum, of course. Kanaya Tatum and I started this campaign because her daughter was being bullied. Her daughter has Down syndrome, and my son has Down syndrome, so we came together to pull parents together, and I don't want to take up the whole show. So please, again, go to our Facebook page, and that's eSilent Voice on Facebook. Also, our guest today, I'm really excited to have her back. She's a returning guest, Charmaine Hammond. She was on a show that we did in July last year called Bounce Forward. Please check out that episode. It's available on demand on blogtalkradio.com/YPierre. Charmaine Hammond is an international transformational speaker, best-selling and award-winning author and radio show host, helping people live inspired, resilient lives, and is a leading trainer in corporate North America, helping transform workplaces. Charmaine is also an award-winning and best-selling author of 3 books on Toby's Terms, Toby the Pet Therapy Dog, and His Hospital Friends, and Bounce Forward. She has also been published in Chicken Soup for the Soul, What I Learned from My Dog. She's also a co-author of a hot new book called GPS. I was making sure I didn't miss any of her books. Of a hot new book called GPS, Your Best Life, Charting Your Destination and Getting There in Style. I absolutely love the title. Her book, On Toby's Terms, is currently in development to become an emotion picture and won gold in the Reader's Favorite Award. She has been featured on various television networks, major newspapers and magazines. She hosts three radio shows, Corporate Conversations with Charmaine, Your Book as a Business, and PAW, P-A-W, Positive Radio, All Things Pets. Charmaine, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
Welcome back. And also I wanted to say congratulations on your awards and your upcoming film.
Oh, thank you. It's been a fun journey, and who would have thought that a dog we adopted years ago would bring so much learning and joy and fun things into our life.
Yeah. Now, I was talking to you right before we came on air about a film, since we're talking about bullying, about a film called Bully. And if anyone's listening that haven't seen it, I really recommend that you watch this movie. One of the things that that I saw in the movie is that one of the kids that they were following, because this is a documentary, so one of the kids that they were following was hanging around and befriending the kids that were bullying him. And we see... We often see people being mistreated by those that they call their friends. Why? And my question to you, Charmaine, is why is that?
Oh, I think there's so many reasons. And from my experience going back years ago working with young offenders and kids in group homes, who many of them were often the bully, they often told us that before they became a bully, they were bullied. So we certainly see this correlation between even in adults, as a speaker and a trainer now, and I talk to professionals who have been under review for bullying-type behaviors in the workplace, they'll often recount incidences years ago in their childhood and in their formative years where they were exposed to bullying, either as a victim or as the bullier. So sometimes what I hear from kids, and this is right from the mouth of babes, is they say that sometimes they don't know how to fit in. So they model the behavior of the group that's easiest to fit into. And that's the summary of what they say. So sometimes kids are really trying to fit in, and they're not quite sure how to do that. And if they're accepted, even by kids who are bullying them and mistreating them, they feel accepted. Yet on the other hand, they're being poorly treated. So it really puts them into such a difficult conversation and situation that they have to deal with. And a lot of children don't have the skills to resolve those issues on their own.
So where do we begin to teach our children how to be friends and not bullies?
I love that question, Yvonne, because I think a lot of it starts with what we expose our kids to every day. So parents that are really watching what kids are doing on the internet, the music they're listening to, and what they're watching on TV, and the types of games that they're playing, that's a great way to start helping change behavior. But I think it starts in conversation. So parents who sit around the table and we still have those conversations around, how was your day? What went well? Any challenges you want to talk about? Open up the lines, because children often tell us that they're too afraid to share what's going on with them and their friendships with their mom and dad in case how it gets dealt with impacts them negatively. So a lot of times kids keep this a secret, and they're trying to deal with this skill set they have. Another tip that parents can do is really model kindness. And I was talking to one mom, and she said she had a big aha. She was on the phone talking to a really good friend of hers, and they were sort of gossiping about a local neighbor. And they had made a couple of comments that were, I would say, put down in nature. They were kind of a put down. And this lady's little child who was four came up and said, "Mommy, those aren't nice things to say about other people." And I thought, wow, what a great way for us to learn from children. So we need to watch the conversations we have in our children's presence. They look to us for guidance and learning. And so we can really help them learn these skills simply by how we show up and model.
And I guess my next question is kind of bouncing off of that as well. We want to have conversations with our kids and open up the dialogue between our kids as far as, like you said, the friendship. But I think for a lot of kids, not just kids but people, when they're dealing with bullying. They're afraid to kind of open up or get advice or get someone, you know, because normally if you tell mom, mom is going to get involved. So I think
right.
that I think for a lot of kids, they don't want to be labeled as or put themselves in a position where they may be bullied or may come off as a snitch. Or so how do we can we teach our children to not be bystanders without resulting risking them being bullied themselves?
Right. One of the things that I know some parents who are really working with their kids at younger ages to help them build stronger, more confident communication skills. So one example was a mother that I knew who they would make it into a fun activity. I think their child was about 7 years old. And so she and the child would practice making confident statements. For example, the little girl had come home from school one time and said somebody wouldn't let her play on the swing and was just not really including this little girl. And said a couple of things that really hurt this little girl's feelings. So when the mom and the child were talking about it, the mom kind of did a role play with the little girl, which I thought was brilliant. So she would say, what do you think we could say to that person? If we were in that moment right now, what do you think we could say? And the little girl said, it's not okay to say mean things like that. And the mom said, that's a perfect statement. And then they practiced it over and over again. And what that does when we practice those confident statements is that if there's a situation on the playground or when that little girl is playing with her toys, what will happen is she's practiced that statement so many times, it feels comfortable for her. It feels grounded in her skill set, therefore easier to say in the real moment.
Wow. Now, what are some tips on, and you kind of touched on it already, but what are some tips on how the child can ask for help? And also, this is a two-part question, and how should we approach it without making matters worse?
Great question, because I think every parent who's listening probably says, exactly, how do we do that? Because, you know, parents want to see the best for their children, and they want their children to learn these skills and really struggle with where do I step in and where do I let my child try and deal with it on their own. I think a great starting point is for parents to be really aware of what the school is doing, whether your school is in high school, you know, grade 12 and almost ready to graduate, or just starting their educational journey. It's really important for moms and dads to know what the school's policies are on bullying, what the school is doing to take a stand on it, what the children are learning. That way, when the parent and the child are talking about what the parent is going to do to support and protect their child, it's something that's familiar to the child. He or she will have heard this already in the school program. So it kind of creates a little bit more confidence or safety, and I think it's very important for us to teach children to ask for help. You know, lots of us grow up as adults. I can speak for myself. This is one of the toughest things for me to do as an adult was to ask for help. And so, you know, we often struggle much longer with any kind of challenge we're having in our life. So when children see mothers and fathers and siblings asking for help at home, when they see people in the community asking for help, it builds that sense that asking is really a strength, not a weakness. And I think it's so important to validate that ask, even though the response sometimes might say be no. When a child does reach out and ask, I think it's so helpful to reinforce that. Thank you for asking. I'm really glad you asked me that.
Yeah. Now, on the other hand, a child that is a bully themselves, we often see a lot of parents who let it slide. They, you know, somebody might have told that their child was bullying another child, or they actually see. I've actually seen parents watch their own children, and they think it's funny. or they're so quick to defend their child, even when they know their child is in the wrong. Please share with us why is it important to teach our children accountability?
I love that question because it's such an essential life skill, learning to be responsible for our actions and learning how our actions and our words impact other people is a critical skill in building and learning empathy, and it's an important life skill for when kids grow up and get into the workforce. One of the things that parents can do is if you see your child behaving in a way that you just feel is inappropriate or unacceptable or hurtful, or it just didn't land well, or it fell under that realm of bullying, it's really important to address that right away and not make excuses, but to really identify that that kind of behavior is not okay. And this is where great conversations can happen, because the parent can start to learn why the child is behaving that way, and then, of course, how this is going to be taken seriously to prevent it from happening in the future. And that's how we start to learn about responsibility. And setting clear limits for our kids is also really important. Years ago, I actually used to mediate in parent-teen conflicts, and I was working with a family who had, I think, 5 kids all in really close proximity in ages, and there was a lot of sibling rivalry and some mean treatment in the home, the kids mm-hmm. against each other. And
yeah.
the parents actually met as a family. I thought this was brilliant. They met as a family and developed their family mission and charter. And as a family, they identified the types of behavior that didn't make people in the family feel good and that weren't going to be welcomed in the family. So they identified things that were okay and not okay. That's a helpful conversation to have to start teaching children about responsibility, but we've got to take these behaviors seriously. So for parents not to ignore it and not to to certainly laugh at, as you said, because that reinforces that it's okay.
Yeah, and I even seen in the film Bully, I guess I'm an advocate for the documentary now, but in the film, we saw a lot of that. Some of the kids, at least one of the kids, his sister was kind of a bully. His mom was very unaware of what was going on and stuff, because the filmmakers didn't want to get the family. Part of their agreement, rather, was not to get involved. But there was a part in the film where they had to stop it because the little boy's life was at risk. They had to stop the film and show the mom the footage of what was going on the bus and what was going on in the school. And then the mom got very upset and involved. And I think that, you know, as parents, you know, of course, a lot of times our kids are not going to come to us, you know, with everything, but we have to reach out and see what's going on in the schools. And another thing that was kind of disturbing in Bully, the documentary, was that the administrators overlooked a lot of things. It wasn't just the kids, but a lot of the bystanders were the ones that are put in place to protect our children. So as a parent myself, and if I go up to the school and see another child being bullied, or I see, you know, these things happening, it's almost, I think for some parents, they feel like their hands are tied because the school isn't mm-hmm. doing anything, or when it is mentioned, rarely anything is done. So I just wanted to point that out, that we have to, whether it's the parents or the teachers or the administrators, these kids have to learn accountability. They have to. And a lot of times the parents may not be aware, because the administrators may not contact the parent and let them know what's going on, because they're sweeping it up under the rug. So I think that everybody's accountable. You know, there's the statistics is overwhelming. As far as how many kids are being bullied and kids that are losing their lives. So my question to you is, how do we prevent bullying?
That's such a big question. I want to echo what you just said a moment ago, Yvonne, about bullying being a serious issue, and I couldn't agree with you more. It is such an important issue, and I'm so glad we're talking about it today, and it does need to be taken seriously. And one of the things that I've learned about bullying over the years, going way back 25 years when I worked in the correctional system, is that usually there isn't one isolated incident. There's often a whole bunch of incidents kind of be put together. It's almost like a puzzle piece. So if a child is being bullied and, you know, nobody is supporting them, they quickly become a victim. And it absolutely puts their safety in jeopardy. But it also doesn't allow the child who is the bully to get the help that he or she needs as well. So staying in conversation with our children, really having those real dialogues, you know, not while we're watching TV, but sitting down, having a family meeting, and talking about what's going on in school, what things are happening in the playground, to give your family and the parents a sense of what the culture is like in the school and what the kids are facing. Being involved in your kids' life is really important as well. And providing them opportunities to be socialized. Some parents, you know, want to protect their children so much that they don't have a life outside of school. So they kind of have school and home, and then they don't learn how to deal with other kids. So we've got to make sure that we provide our kids appropriate socialization and really start to teach our children how to resolve conflict, how to speak our mind in a way that doesn't get us into further safety challenges, but also to be a buddy, not a bystander. And that's one of the reasons I wrote this new book, Be a Buddy, Not a Bully. Actually, Toby the Pet Therapy Dog says, Be a Buddy, Not a Bully, because many children straddle that struggle. Do I say something or do I not? Do I tell? Will I make it worse? And we've got to teach children that being a bystander is not helpful either. So we really want to help kids learn how to ask for help, let a trusted adult know when something is going on that is not okay, and how to communicate effectively.
Yeah. Before we go, a very great advice. Before we go, what advice would you like to leave with parents?
Oh, boy, so much. But I think one of the things I'd love to leave with parents is that, you know, moms and dads are kids' heroes, and how moms and dads show up in the world really, really does matter. So as a parent, when you show up in the world as your best version of you and you provide the opportunity for your children to learn about responsibility, empathy, accountability, communication, problem solving, you just add to their life being a lot richer as they grow and become adults.
Wow. That was a perfect answer, and thank you so much. Before I want to ask, where can people go to get more information about you and where to purchase your books?
Thanks for that. There's a couple ways people can find us. We're on social media. I'm on social media under Hammond International on Facebook. And on Twitter, we're Hammond Group Biz. And the books that are related to Toby the Dog, the book that we talked about today, Toby the Pet Therapy Dog, says Be a Buddy, Not a Bully. You'll be out in June, and you'll be able to get that on Amazon or on the website ontobysterms.com. And Toby is spelled T-O-B-Y.
Wow. I want to thank you so much, Charmaine Hammond. Thank you again for joining us, and it was an absolute pleasure having you on the show. And I think that, you know, a lot of the stuff that you said is very powerful, and I really hope that the listeners were receptive to all that you said, and also our previous guest on this on the Enough series. Thank you, Charmaine, again, and have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Yvonne, and thanks for putting together such a great series to help people. I think this is just wonderful what you're doing.
Thank you. I would like to thank all Charmaine again. I would like to thank her and also all our guests that has been a part of this Enough series. And again, check out On Demand. Check them all out On Demand on blogtalkradio.com/YPierre, and that's YPIERRE. I can't express enough how important addressing this issue of bullying and getting to the core of everything that's happening within our communities and with our children. Too many kids have committed suicide. Too many kids have it has affected them not even wanting to go to school, and the dropout rate is high, and the statistics are appalling on this issue that a lot of times we look at as that's just kids being kids. So enough. Enough is enough, and please help us get the word out about the Enough campaign. And Enough stands for, is spelled E-N-U-F, and it stands for Ending Negativity to Unify Families. So please help us support this, or just get the word out, period, about bullying, and start the dialogue in your homes. And this issue can't no longer be silent. It has to be continue to be addressed. So thank you all so much for following the series. Please, again, listen to the previous shows on the Enough series. And also, we'll also be doing a written version of the Enough series on hyhonline.com, which if you go to our Facebook page, and that's eSilentVoice, Facebook /eSilentVoice, you'll see we'll be posting different things and pictures, the online flyers and resources, and there's a lot more to come. This campaign ends September 5th, but I'm sure that we're not going to abruptly quit. We'll continue to support this cause because it's a very serious issue that absolutely has to continue to be addressed in hopes of stopping it. And again, I wanted to thank our team, which is Stefan Cooks, Terry Kendall, Colleen Gray, Brandon Tatum, and, of course, Kanaya Tatum, and myself. So please take a moment, check out the shows, check out the episodes, check out the written series, and also I want to just thank you again and have a wonderful day and continue to listen to the show. We have more shows coming. Thank you.
I was meant to fly. Oh, no matter who pushes me, I know I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to let you get me down. No, no, no.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. It has been an absolute pleasure, and I thank you for choosing this time to spend with me, your host, Yvonne Pierre. For more information about the show, how to be a guest, or to simply let me know what you think about today's show or previous shows, visit me at ypierre.com. That's www.ypierre.com. Remember to keep God first, know that you are blessed, and always stay true to yourself. I love you, God loves you, and thank you for listening.